comes down.
When the praises go high,
when your praises go high,
your glory comes down.
Your glory comes
when
down.
The praises go high,
when the praises go high,
Give the Lord a shout. He's a wonderful God. We celebrate His wonders. Oh yes, we celebrate His wonders. Just lift up your hands and celebrate His wonders. Say, Lord, I thank You for a wonder in this area of my life. The wonders You are doing in this area. Thank You for Your wonders in this area. Mention those areas. Thank You for Your wonders in my children. Your wonders in my finances. Your wonders in my job. Your wonders in my life, in my body. Thank You for wonderfully giving me life and health. Oh, yes. Your wonders in our church and our projects and our outreach, our branches. Father, we thank You. We give You glory. We give You honor. You are wonderful. You are mighty. You are gracious. We thank You, Lord. We thank You. We bless Your name. Your plan for us has never changed. Oh, yes. Oh, Your purpose for our lives has never changed. Oh, Your plan for Your church has never changed. It's the same. We thank You. We bless Your name. Come, Lord, and take us through the word. Come, Lord, and reveal Yourself to us through Your word. Come, Lord, and reveal Your purposes to us. Come and reveal Your mysteries to us through Your word. Through Your word. We thank You, Lord. We bless Your name. May power, glory, and honor remain Yours forever and ever. And Holy Spirit, come and take us through this time. As we sit in Your presence, Lord, heal us and deliver us and guide us and bless us in every way. And be the Lord in this place. Be the Lord in our city. Be the Lord in our nation. Be the Lord in Africa. Be the Lord in the entire world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Bless someone near you and then sit down. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Give the Lord another mighty hand of praise. You know, we have a good God who saves His people. He saves people. Someone may ask, He'll save you from what? First of all, from your sins. You cannot just walk away from sin. Don't let anyone deceive you. You cannot walk away from sin. January to December. You cannot just walk away unless He saves you from it. Unless He gives you the power. You know, John 1:12 says, yet to all who received Him, who believed in His name, He gave them the power to become the children of God. For you to begin to become a child of God, you stop sinning, you begin to live sin, it needs what? Power. It needs power. It needs power. This morning you can receive that power. Oh yes, it needs power. And for us who have believed, that power is the grace. Grace is power. Grace is like a coin. One side is power. One side is forgiveness. One side is kindness. You find kindness there. His goodness, his help. But then the other one is power to break free. If you are here and you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, you only know him religiously, you have heard about him, but now you want to have a heart-to-heart relationship. You want to get saved now for Jesus to save you, to give you that power to walk away from sin. Let me see your hand. Come. Young man, come. Clap for him. Imagine his future with Christ in it now. He has a wonderful future. Come here. A wonderful future. Wonderful future. You can first say, I'm going to pray for you. What is your name? Okello Joshua. Clap for Okello Joshua. He needs that. He feels that he needs that power to start a new life. He needs that power. Oh, yes. There's another one there. Clap for her. Stand here. You can stand here. This is Gloria. Yes. Another person? This is a visitor. What about you? Don't you want to receive the power? Oh, yes. Mercy. Is she saved or is she someone who needs the Lord? Oh. Okay, he follows her. Okay, wonderful. Yeah, today you see they are here. They want to receive Christ in their heart. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So here we have also Brian has come. He wants to receive the Lord. Any other person? Yes, you want to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. You are there. We don't want to leave you behind. Praise God. We are going to lead these people the way we also received Christ in our heart. It's the same way you are going to receive Christ in your heart. Lift up your hands, all of you. Close your eyes. Say, Dear Jesus, I come to you right now as a sinner. Forgive all my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. And be my Savior. Amen. Stretch your hand. We are going to pray for them. Father, I dedicate her to you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Fill her with the Holy Spirit, Lord. From today, let her begin to walk a new life in you. Reveal yourself to her. Bless her mightily. Bless her mightily. Let her walk and take that path from now to the end. Thank you, Lord, for saving her. You'll establish her in the church so that she may grow in you and be a blessing to the world. She will change her family, change her own life. Father, commit Gloria into your hands. I dedicate Gloria to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we cut off the hand of the Satan from the life of Gloria. We break the forces of hell from the life of Gloria. Fill her with your Holy Spirit. And I close every evil doorway of attack into our life in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I commit Okello into your hands. I dedicate him into your hands in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Bless him mightily. Bless him mightily from today. Master, he'll walk in your way. And Father, you'll fulfill his destiny. And I commit Brian into your hands, Lord. I dedicate him to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We cut off the hand of Satan from his life. We break every satanic foundation. Father, all of them who are standing here in the name of Jesus, I come against the forces at the gate of their lives. I take charge of the gates of their life in the name of Jesus. I release the angel of the Lord to take charge of the gates of their family life, their own personal lives, the gate of it. Let it be in the hands of the kingdom of God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, the throne at the gate of their lives, I dethrone whatever evil power is sitting on that throne. From today, the Lord is the throne in their life, sits on the throne at the gate of their lives. And Father, in the name of Jesus, every foundational power, every foundational power from today. I terminate them. I terminate foundational altars. Terminate every foundation covenant and curses. I terminate them. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the foundation of their lives today. From today, they will stand on you in the name of Jesus. And the scepter that will rule over their lives is yours in the name of Jesus. And the eldership is yours in the name of Jesus Christ. And the messengers are yours. And the people who will help them are yours, not the people of the devil. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord another mighty hand of praise. All of you, you receive the life of Jesus. You receive the life of Jesus. She's having some pain here. You stretch your hand and let the Lord heal her. Yesterday, she underwent a serious deliverance. I believe it must be the pain of yesterday. She underwent serious. This lady came here. She came from the village. She's living somewhere. Who is the sister who came with her? As the lady, oh, you are the one. She came to work, actually. Then evil forces attacked her. But these evil forces are from the auntie in the village. They said it. Said, we are from the auntie. And that auntie had killed, I think, her own father. Is the father alive? The father is alive? Okay. But what is the mad, mentally disturbed? Is the one, they said they're the ones who sent, the same auntie sent men to attack on the father. And now wanted to follow this girl also and attack the girl. You see? But what happened is she got delivered yesterday here. And when she went to the bathroom there, she went to the bathroom. She said, let me first go to the bathroom. She went there. A bird that looked like a dove, this dove which are in the bush, came and faced her and slapped her cheeks with its wing. Yeah, Pastor Ken was here I was in the office with Balon Demu and Jonah. And then as she was returning, the bird was moving ahead of her now, flying ahead of her. The bird came up to here, the bird. Those windows were closed, eh? It was trying to pass through those windows, it failed. And if Jonah was serious, Jonah would have caught it even. You know, it went. Then again, she began to manifest, the jaws locked. I said, who are you? He said, I'm the dove. I'm the one who comes and locks the spirit who locks her mouth. You see? So that's why people need church. People need the real gospel, not just religion. Religion is what people try to do for God, but the gospel, the salvation is what God does for people through the Son. Yeah. So stretch your hand towards Gloria. Father, from this altar, close your eyes, Gloria. From this altar, we commit Gloria into your hands. From this altar, we commit Gloria into your hands, and we rebuke the powers of darkness to release her completely. In the name of Jesus, the powers of that auntie is broken in Jesus. It's broken. Totally broken. And the dove, loser. And you are not going to strangle her. And the spirit that was removed from the grave of a woman called Florence, who died of a mouth problem and a tongue problem. In the name of Jesus, I command also that spirit to go, never to return. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. You can go back and sit down and listen to the word. Amen. Amen. Clap to Jesus again. So you are most welcome for our Sunday service, our Eureka Kingdom time, our first service. Just like Pastor Ken was telling you, our services has changed. We are not going to spend a lot of time. Will come in time, and we want to end in time. Praise God. This year we must do something differently. Tell your neighbor, this year you must do something differently. And turn to another neighbor, this year don't encourage oversleeping. In fact, you make sure that by 6 o'clock you are out of bed. By 6 you are out. If you are still sleeping by 7, God is looking at you as an unserious person. Even if you have nothing to do, sweep around, sweep around. Find something to wash. Something must be different. Even the way you handle money must be different. Praise God. I want us to look at a message entitled Focus on the Kingdom. Focus on the Kingdom. Focus on the Kingdom. You see, focus is something very important. To focus, when you focus on something, you give it your full attention. You look at it. You deal with it. When you don't focus, you will not be consistent. But if you are focused about something, you make it your target. You make it your main issue. You make it what is going to guide you. It is like even when you are doing business, you focus on a particular business. You don't try to do so many businesses. You move from one to the next. If you're already done, you are now okay in one. If you try this, you try that, you spread out, you fail. When the devil wants to stop you and he sees that he cannot stop you, he makes you do so many things in order for you to fail. So that's why focus is very important. In Christianity, in the kingdom of God, as a child of God, as a believer, if you want progress, if you want less gambling, if you want less disappointment, then focus on the kingdom. Focus on his rule. Focus on his government. Focus on his influence. That is it. Focus on it. Focus on the kingdom. Focus on the government. You see, that's why many people struggle to take control of the government. Politicians, they want the government. When you take whoever has the throne, whoever sits on the chair in the government, on that throne, takes the kingdom, takes the government. Whoever sits on the throne takes the government. And with the government, a lot can be done. If people are serious with it, a lot can be done. Because the government works to serve and develop the territory it is responsible for. That's what government does. So that's how it is also in the kingdom. If you want to best, you want the best out of your faith in God, focus on his kingdom. Focus on his government. You want the best out of him. Focus on his kingdom. His kingdom is his government, his rule, his influence. These people here who got saved here, the rule of God has begun in their heart. The government has begun in their heart. If they allow the government of God, the rule of God, to continue, it will affect them from inside, and even their lifestyle will change from inside and comes out. That's how the government of God works. It starts, the kingdom of God starts in a man's heart when the man has received it, and then it comes out. It will change the way the person talks. It will change the way the person acts. It will change the way the person relates. It will change basically everything. Basically everything. And a good government in place, you know, can do a lot. Some of you have read about Traore of Burkina Faso. How many of you have seen, read about him? The man is doing tremendous changes there. But in 4 years only. Why? Because he decided, he says, no, the government of Burkina Faso. That name Burkina Faso means the land of the incorruptible people. The land of the incorruptible people. And another captain who was a president there, whom his friend murdered him because of the interest of the France and other European countries, murdered him. Had changed the name of that country from Upper Volta to Burkina Faso, the land of the incorruptible. And it was prophetic. You see the power of prophecy. Prophetic. For those who are going to have little children, be very careful about the name you are giving your child, because a name is prophetic. It speaks continuously in the life of people, that child. Continuously. You give a bad name, you have ruined the life. You have opened a door, actually a gate. A bad gate. Anything, any wrong thing can come in. You see? So, after the man was killed, another captain came after, is it 30-something, 5 years or so? This man, Traore, not a Christian, but a Muslim, exactly doing the same thing the other guy who was a Christian was doing. Yeah? So really, it doesn't matter sometimes. But what matters is the conviction, is your belief system, what you have believed. So focus on the kingdom. Focus on the rule of God. Focus on the kingdom of God. Praise God. And we don't have a lot of time to talk about the kingdom of God, but I just want to show you a few things. But you need to know that Jesus is the door into the kingdom of God. He's the door. He says, I am the door. Whoever enters through me will go in and go out and find pasture. Then in John 10:10, he says, I've come that they might have life, a rich and a satisfying life. A rich and a satisfying life. Not a struggling life. A rich and a satisfying life. That's what Jesus said. So, and when he came and preached the gospel, in, is it Mark 1:14-15? The Bible says, and Jesus went out of Galilee preaching the kingdom, the government of God, the rule of God. He said it. And he said, the time is here. The time has come. Change your mind about what you have been believing or thinking. Repent. Change your mind about sin. Change your mind about your culture. And believe the gospel. Believe the gospel. Believe the good news. There's a good news for you. Better than what your culture taught you. Better than what you have learned. Better than what religion has taught you. Believe the gospel. Believe the good news about the kingdom of God. About the kingdom of God. That man, God wants to bring him, man, back to himself. Through Jesus. So that he can live a new life. And find fulfillment. That's what the good news is all about. And that agenda, the gospel, it is good news. And it covers every area of life. Everything is good. When it comes to finances, it's good. When it comes to marriage, it is good. When it comes to relationship, it is good. Mention it. That gospel, that good news. Is good in every area. in every area. It's a description. That good news is just a description of the content. It is good. Praise God. And all of you who are here, some of you, I hope all, you received Christ as Lord and Savior. You received Christ as Lord and Savior. Brother, have you received him as Lord and Savior? When did you do that? Because you must be able to know the year, the date, and the year. 2016. Oh, from where? Which city? Which town? Which country? When you were in the university, you received Jesus as Lord, and what was the first thing that you noticed was different in your life after receiving him? Come. Yes. Amen. Amen. The first thing you noticed, because you can never remain the same. Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity.
Yes. Tell them your name.
My names are called Prophet Bob Labon Andrew.
Prophet Bob Labon Andrew. Yes. Yeah.
So I received God in 2016 with my friend when some apostle, I forgot his name, I think it was called Gerard, came to our university and was praying. And then me and my friend were like, why don't we start praising God officially? So we're like, okay. Then the apostle said, okay, if you want to receive Jesus, come forward. And we went forward. Ever since that day, our lives changed. We started living a godly life, because we used not to live a godly life.
Amen.
We used to always go to Buganda pub. We used to go to Kabalagala, be with prostitutes.
It stopped.
Yes.
Clap for him. You see, he received the power to walk away from that. You cannot have that power. You cannot stop without that power. So, Bob, you received the power. Clap for the Lord Jesus Christ again. God is good. Jesus is good. So you cannot remain the same. You cannot remain the same. Praise God. So let's look at what Jesus said. Matthew 6:31-33. So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Verse 33. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. That translation says, seek first the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom. Church, let me tell you, the needs that you encounter in life can cause you to fail to find God. I'm telling you, can cause you to fail to find God. I want to assure you, Alex, you are working, you have a barber shop there, and you're doing a good job there. If your mind begins to become crowded about what you need, so the moment you begin to worry, to focus, it will lead to worry. It will lead to, how do I get this? And the devil is very smart. Will come with ideas. Let me tell you, when a miracle is about to happen in your life, a counterfeit will come first. When the devil knows that you're about to receive a breakthrough, He will send a counterfeit to trap you. You have to be very, very careful. When he knows that you are focused on money, he will send money your way. Not money that will help you, money for trapping you. So, Jesus is saying, these people are focused on their needs, legitimate needs. They need those things. They need it. Jesus says, they really need it. Their focus is there. And Jesus said, no, don't worry about those things. Don't focus on them. Don't cry about them. Don't lie in order to get them. Don't cheat in order to get them. Don't worry about these things. Saying, what will I eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? I have this. I need this. I need this. There are ladies who decide because they want money, they are going to do anything men want them to do. Don't. If you are in the Lord, help people come out. Don't get there, go the other side. Don't get trapped. The other people will come to you, whether they are women or they are men, say, no, look, we can have a secret love affair. I'll be giving you this money. And you know that the person is already married. Don't fall into that trap. Some say, I have everything, we can do it for fun. Don't fall there. Don't. Jesus said, these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. If you're a believer, don't allow these things to dominate. You need them. You need these things. But they are not really the most important thing. Jesus wants you to focus on the most important thing. You see, I'd not even known that those kind of things existed. In the Arab world. You know, the world is so... I knew about homosexuality because that's why you need to get this Protecting Destinies. Protecting Destinies. That book. And I don't see it in even bringing it here for mention. When the children are going to school, you give them. Look, in Uganda here, I fought that battle. In fact, I even went to... I had to write it. I sent the summaries to Parliament and I made them pass the first bill. Through the former speaker, Honorable Kadaga. I really struggled with those demons. They even came here and threatened me. They even came and threatened mommy. One day I was in a retreat and a very tall giant, like an American, came and she said she saw, opened the bedroom door and came and stood many years ago and said, you woman, let your husband stop attacking homosexuality. You have little children. I will kill him. We shall kill him and then you suffer. Can you imagine? And then banged the door and walked out. She got out of the dream. Can you imagine? This thing is real. It's a big principality. A big principality. We fought it, wrote it. I gave someone to translate that book in Luganda. First of all, the man told me, he said, Pastor, this writing is anointed. This writing is anointed, but then this writing I'm trying to translate in Luganda, there are some powers that comes, they want to attack me. It is so terrible. So during my research when I was writing that book, once a child reads it, no homosexual will recruit that child. No. You see, people, they play around with people because of ignorance. And then the second thing is because of the issue of money. Money. When people focus on money. Kumbe, this money. People used to say, homosexuals are very rich. They are very rich. They are very poor. They are very poor. They are wicked, wickedly poor. The devil has nothing. Kume, they are stealing the American taxpayers' money. And through you said, and giving out. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that Uganda receives $8 million every year for empowering the homosexuals to recruit our children? Can you thank God for Trump? Thank God for Trump. Thank God for Trump. Of course, the fundings will be sent, will be released. But the main thing that has made him do that is because of homosexuals. Imagine Nicaragua. Uganda is better than Nicaragua. You take money there, I think over $10 million for changing the sexes. They make you, they operate you and make you a man, and they operate another and they make you a woman. But even what they are putting on you becomes useless. It doesn't work. Becomes completely useless. You die a miserable death. Sick all the time, bleeding all the time, sick all the time, bleeding all the time, until you perish. 25 years knocked off your life. You can never be an homosexual for 1 year and you remain a normal human being. But so when I was doing a research about that, among the things they practice is called coprophilia. Coprophilia is a term. It is a term they use for people who derive sexual satisfaction through defecating and another person eating the feces. That's how they do it. They enjoy it. So it's a demon that can make you do that. Now, the Arabs are doing the same now. The Arabs, they call it potty poopoo party. Poopoo potty party. So because those fellows have money from their oil, so the men make that party. Rich men, they hire slave queens. These beautiful ladies in Africa, here you see them. They hire you, come, we give you $5,000. Brother told me $5,000 is how much? $10,000 is about how much? $10,000. 36 million there, Ugandan shilling. So they give you 5,000, that's half of 36 or $10,000. You know what you go and do there when you reach there? And what they do, they drink, they dance, they do what? Then you, the lady, you see, some of our African ladies, be very careful. And they're doing this on African ladies. So when they want to poo-poo, you lie down on the floor, you open your mouth, they poo-poo exactly in your mouth. You and should you spit out, they will beat you and torture you. So when they want to urinate, you open your mouth, they urinate in your mouth, you swallow. So the ladies come here, they remain sick. Sick. Lift up your hand and say, oh God, help us. And deliver our wonderful girls. And men, young men, from being trapped in the name of Jesus. Change Africa. We are the most blessed continent in the world. Let our blessing help us. And let our light shine in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. You know, I didn't know that these people had advanced to that degree. So the people come, they're sickly, they're suffering, they're not talking about it, but the girls have begun to talk about it now. You can imagine. So that's why Jesus said, these things dominate the thoughts of the unbelievers. That's why they are ready to do anything for that. Some people want food, some people want phones, some people want good things. Now look at what Jesus said. In verse 32, these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Already knows you need them. Tell your neighbor, say your Father knows you need a good phone. Turn to another, say your Father knows you need good food. turn to the one in front of you by and you say, your father knows you need a good car and a good house. Praise God. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. He knows you need them. He knows. But look at 33. Seek the kingdom of God first. Above all else, seek the kingdom. Seek his rule. Seek his influence. Seek his culture, his way of life. The word of God will produce in you a way of life, a culture, a kingdom culture, a way of life. Praise God. Just clap for Prophet Bob. His name is Prophet Bob. Jesus delivered him. He had visited, is it Kasanga? Kabalagala, the center where the principal and the demon of prostitution is there. You think you can walk away from that? If he can deliver him, he can deliver you, he can deliver another person. That's why you have to share the Christ. Share about Christ. Seek the kingdom. Seek his rule. Seek his influence. Seek what he says first. And live righteously. Seek his rule, his influence, and right living. Right living. Once you seek what he wants you to do, what he says, you begin to live right. You begin to live what? Right. And right living. And he will give you everything you need, not some things. Tell your neighbor, he'll give you everything you need. I want you to lift your hands and begin to thank God for everything you need. Mention them. Mention them. Where you have been focused too much on those things instead of focusing on God. God is the source. The word Father means source. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are able. You are gracious. You are gracious. You are gracious. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Thank you. Father, touch the lives of your people. Whoever has listened to this message or is listening to this message, Father, reach them. Where they need deliverance, let them be delivered. Where they need to be equipped, let them be equipped to help others. We thank you. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. You are wonderful. You are mighty. You are gracious. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Sin is real. Don't just leave people like that. Share Jesus with them. Share about Christ. Tell them about Jesus. They are looking for answers. You don't even need to blame them in the mess they are in. You just need to rescue them because they don't know. They don't know the way out. Praise God. They don't know the way out. We are going to worship the Lord with our giving.